I think we can start today. Our reading shall come from Matthew chapter 3. But before we read the scriptures today, shall we sing in our local language hymn number 32, "The Blood Was Shed." The blood was shed. And that is no other man's blood, it's the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Singing about that blood was shed about Jesus Christ when he was hanging on the tree, and our sin was upon him, and that's the reason he died for them. His love we cannot count, and we cannot even understand. Even the day of his crucifixion, there was a heavy darkness. When he died, there was confusion of the situation around his dying cross. When we recall the cross of the Savior, I hide my face, for I cannot behold him, and I feel so guilty. And the last line says, all my needs, all my wants, yet should be my wants, and all that I have, I desire, I just surrender everything that is in me to him who died and paid his life for my sin. Mm. So it's a song in English, which in our dialect, which we are singing, one of the powerful few selected songs which we got from different books. We are thankful that the Spirit guided us to come up with our own hymn book. And that was from that wisdom which you also gave us. And I know that we are continuing, including some few ones. And this is the second edition. And I believe when the third edition will come out, will be more, few more songs that will be included, including English ones, so that day by day we perfect the way we worship until all that we see in our singing and worship is Christ, mm-hmm. and only Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Unakete mamazido walisumbu yeyo owela mila owela mila mutu wakala pamchanda wake mo.
Oh, Jesus.
Kwa yake temo uri wonse wosabasi basu zabwino ulirwa kuyeselwa pamoto meyachirwa pamoto inenu tikupatizani inu ndi madzi kuloza kutembenuka mtima koma iye wakudza pambuyo panga ali wakundiposa mphamvu amene sitiyenera kunyamula sabato zake iyeyu adzakubatizani inu ndi mzimu woyera ndi moto chiwuluziri chache chili mʼdzanja lake ndipo adzayeretsedwa padwale pake ndipo adzasonkhanitsa tirigu pake mʼchikuli koma mankhusu adzapempherwa moto wosazima pamenepo yesu anachokera ku galileya naza ku yorodani kwa yohane kudzabatizidwa ndi iye verse 14 koma yohane anati ankalibe nanena ndiyenera ine kubatizidwa ndi inu ndipo inu muza kwa ine kodi koma yesu anayankha nati kwa iye balola tsopano pakuti kuyenera ife kukwaniritsa chilungamo chonse motero pamenepo anamulola iye ndipo yesu pamene adabatizidwa pomwepo anatuluka madzi ndipo onati miyamba inatepukira iye ndipo anapenya mzimu wa mulungu wakutsika ngati nkhunda nudza nuntera pa iye ndipo onani mawu akuchokera kumnyamba akuti uyu ndiye mwana wanga wokondedwa mwa iyeyu ndikondwera.
Wow. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his lament of camel's hair, and let them build about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore food meet for repentance. Verse 9. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And how also, and now also, the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with the fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will blow the purge his floor and gather his wheat into the gun, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it comes, becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, nobody is equal, not even one, because John says he was preaching to prepare his way and not John's way. Let us, before we hear the word of God, sing number 82, Rock of Ages, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. Rock of Ages, pray for me. Let me all myself in thee. Let the water from thy river side me flow. In your sheet, I cleanse me, for it is the blood. Not the labor of my hand can fulfill thy Lord's demand. Could my zeal erase thy law? Could my zeal erase oh, for sin, oh, not at all. Thou must say, and thou alone. Nothing is in my hand I bring. Simply through thy cross I cling. Make it come to be portrayed. Helpless Lord, to me for grace, for I to the fountain cry. Wash me, Savior, O my God, while I draw the bleeding breath, when my eyes look in death. When I thought to what I know, see thee all thy judgment throne, Rock of Ages, pray for me. Let me abide myself in thee. Heavenly Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages, my hiding place, my place of hiding, to only whom I come naked for dress, to whom I come empty-handed, to whom I come hopeless to find hope, to whom I come lifeless to find life. Christ, the one written in every line of the scriptures. So amazing to read and understand and see, O God, found in the book that was laying idle before our eyes and our hearts were opened for this faith. Until, Father, it was so good and it was so timely that you were so pleased to consider the one-time dead people and give them life at your own pleasure. Not because we wanted it or we had any strength in us to ask for it. But when you came into our graveyard, we were just like Lazarus who were dead for many days, stinking. And even our friends and brothers and sisters declared us, we are rotten, we are finished, we are thinking. But yes, by the grace of God, by the grace of only God who demonstrated it in the presence of everybody, you shouted come forth. And life just came to a dead man, such as we are, such as I am. And we have no way, no speech, nothing. For indeed salvation is grace. Not anything that has ever been started or begun or harbored or effort from the one from whom we have served. We are grateful, Father Lord, in this hour that you have made us the useless at one point people. But you made us useful. The outcasts, people without covenant, people without hope, people without any relation to the commonwealth of the word of God. But it pleased you, Father Lord, to include us in the plan of great salvation. And that, Father Lord, as we have read from these scriptures, the fan is in your hand. The fan to decide, to divide it. Those who should be yours and those who should not be yours. To see those who are not yours being thrown into the fire as the chaff. Who am I, Father Lord? What I have contributed to become a witch when the chaff is being dragged and thrown into the fire. That's grace of God. And we are thankful in this hour as we are about to hear your word. You have a prepared servant. You have given him the word. Now it's time you speak to us and we obey. We obey everything that the Spirit of God speaks. May the Lord bless this hour and each one who is listening, whether online, Skype, even on the phone, wherever they are. Maybe for those who are listening in the radio, maybe in the car, wherever they are. May the word of God penetrate in the hearts of those sheep whom you came to serve. To God be all the glory and honor and praise. For Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me introduce to the last on the line, Brother Ken, and Brother Ken, take over. We want to hear the word of God. God bless you.
Thank you so very much, and I pray for the Lord's blessing. Let's take our Bibles and look together in Acts chapter 10, and my text is taken from verse 44 down to verse 48, and the title is The Spirit of God Poured Out. The Spirit of God Poured Out. Acts 10,
44 to 48.
I'll read a verse and then you can read it in your dialect. But verse 44 says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, that is the Jews, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also, here's where I get the title, was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Onse amene ana adza ndi Petro, chifukwa pa mitunduso panatsiridwa mphatso ya mzimu oyera.
And verse 46 says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?
Pamene Petro anayankha, kodi pali munthu akhoza kuletsa madzi kuti asambatizidwe awa amene alandira mzimu woyera ngatiswe ife?
And he commanded them, verse 48, to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days.
Ipo analamulira iwo akatizikwe mdzina la Yesu Khristu, pamenepo anapempha iye atsose masiku.
Now, there is much preaching today about the giving of the Holy Spirit.
Lero kuli zolankhula zambiri zimene tilankhula tsiku lero makamaka pa nkhani ya kuperekedwa kwa mzimu woyera.
In fact, I would say there's probably more preaching on the Holy Spirit than there is on Jesus Christ in the world. Now, I'm not saying that they're preaching the Holy Spirit, but they're fascinated by preaching on the Holy Spirit. How often do we hear, for example, preaching on the baptism of the Spirit and how to have the baptism of the Spirit? How much do we hear preaching on what it is to be filled with the Spirit? Whole series of messages on being filled with the Spirit. Or walking in the Spirit. All the different characteristics of what it is to walk in the Spirit. But here's the question that we have to ask, and that is this obsession with the Spirit of God a sign that someone is actually led by the Spirit or has the Spirit of God in them? Now the answer that I give you may be a shock to many, but the answer is no. Just because someone is obsessed with a study on the Holy Spirit or is actually preaching about the Holy Spirit, that does not mean that the Spirit of God is in them. Just as with the preaching we hear about Jesus Christ has to be weighed in light of the Word of God, so any preaching about the Spirit of God must also be weighed in light of this word, because this word is inspired by the Spirit of God. So don't you think that the Spirit would be the best to instruct us according to His Word? In matters pertaining to eternal life, and we're talking about life and death matters, would I rather take a man's word for this, or would I rather take the word of God as my witness? See, this is where many today are fooled. It's like watching a magic show. There's a magician up there, and by sleight of hand, he does some things, makes things disappear and come back, and he wows the people, and everybody's thinking, oh, wow, that's real. But the purpose of magic is delusion. And I dare say that there are many magicians preaching today on the Spirit of God. This is exactly the word that the Apostle Paul used in warning the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2.
Mawia wali ndamene so mtumwi Paulo atala nkula powana chenjeza anthu akumpingwa kwa Korinto kuti azindikire ndi kuchenjera zo zinthu izi monga ku 2 Corinthians chapter 4 ndimeke ya 2.
Paul here warns against those that walk in craftiness. He says he himself has renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. That's magic tricks concerning the word. Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
Mpingo kwa Korinto ndimeka chiwiri mena kuti koma takaniza zobisika za manyazi kulankula za anthu amene amachita zozizwitsa mdzina la Mulungu amatsenga tsenga kuti amenekera kukaniza zimene zichazo ndi za manyazi kutheka wamwini wosayendayenda mochenjerera kapena kuchita nawo mawu a Mulungu konyenga koma ndi maonekedwe achoonadi tidzivomeretsa tokha.
So we're warned against crafty preachers, deceitful. And they'll use the word, they'll use preaching on the Spirit of God to draw people's attention to themselves or to build up their own ministries or get them excited about gifts and spiritual gifts and languages and tongues and all sorts of emotional things that people in the flesh pursue. Those are crafty preachers. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and beginning with verse 1. Paul's concern about false teachers who came behind him into the church of Corinth and was preaching false doctrine to them. You notice in verse 1 of 2 Corinthians 11, he says, "Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me." So here's one, the Apostle Paul, whose concern was for the Lord's people that he had redeemed and for the glory of Christ. He wasn't concerned for himself, but he says, "Let me speak as some might consider foolishly, but there's a reason." Notice in verse 2, the true desire of every true servant of God. He said, "I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." His whole purpose in preaching was to point them to Christ. He wasn't going about to try to establish any ministry for Paul. Now, his concern was that they be the Lord's and that his preaching point them to the Lord Jesus Christ, much as a chaste virgin. In other words, one who has never been married to another is now married to Christ. And we're going to see that with Peter. When he went to Cornelius, sent by God, it wasn't to expand his ministry of Peter's fulfilled in the Spirit or Spirit-filled ministry. He wasn't promoting himself. We know that because when Cornelius bowed down to him, Peter raised him up and said, no, I'm a man like you are. Peter did not go to Cornelius to teach him on how to be filled with the Spirit or how to have the baptism of the Spirit or how he too could have the Spirit poured out on him. When the scriptures tell us there that we read that when he had preached this word, the Spirit was poured out. So what was he preaching? Well, we saw it last time. He was preaching Christ and him crucified. That was his message. There in Acts 10:44, when it said, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. There's a connection between the preaching of Christ and the giving of his Spirit. But there are these deceivers, these crafty magician preachers that go around and they want to stir people up by preaching about the Spirit or the giving of the Spirit and get people chasing an experience, and yet they hear nothing of Christ and him crucified. I dare say that they hear nothing of Jesus Christ and him crucified because you cannot preach someone you don't know. Oh, they might preach a Jesus, but they don't preach the Lord Jesus Christ as revealed in the scripture because Christ is not in them. I know that is quite an indictment on many preachers today that think themselves serving God, but even John wrote that many false prophets have gone out from among us.
Yohana
And this is where Paul is encouraging these Corinthians to be discerning, because not everyone coming preaching, and not everyone coming preaching in the name of Jesus, and not everyone coming preaching the Spirit or the gospel is necessarily a gospel preacher. Number of years ago, when I was traveling, I actually had someone steal my wallet, and it was two men that met me in the street and started asking me directions. And while they were talking, they looked very personable. They looked like upright men. But while one was talking to me and distracting me, the other was reaching around in my pocket and pulling out my wallet. Point is, they appeared to be upright in how they appeared, and yet their motive was completely deception. The same applies to preachers. Just because they dress up nicely, and just because they look personable, just because they carry a Bible, just because they have you open the Bible and turn to a certain portion, does not mean that they are servants of Christ. In this same chapter of 2 Corinthians 11, Paul speaks in verse 13 of false prophets, notice, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, verse 14, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. I have people that criticize me for being too critical of preachers. I get that all the time. It's not so much I'm critical of them, but of their message. And I will tell you, there are many preachers that look like they are serving the Lord, but when you hear the message, all of a sudden, something doesn't resonate. It's like a musical instrument that's out of tune.
Namara kunatu ile mafuna kutsimikizire kuti sionse amene amalalikira mawu a Mulungu kupita chikwa paibulo kuti amalalikira zoona ayi nenekera kusamala anthu ali ngati zida zoimbira zimene inuyo mukamati na zoimba imba zijazo zinawo fulo nati zikozomveka lakopatali kuti akukosa anthu akoza kuzimba chifori zidadinidwa nizotenda zimenezozo.
The reason why I'm emphasizing this, and it's the Lord directed me to do so right now, is because so many will take a portion like we're studying here in Acts 10, or like we studied in Acts 2, and use it to preach on the baptism of the Spirit, or the pouring out of the Spirit, and the speaking in tongues, when that's not the purpose. The purpose is always Christ and Him crucified.
Chachikulu chimene ndikufuna ndichira kule kuchibwere tapoyera chimene ndikufuna muchimvetsetse ndichi. Ine sindikufuna kuti inuyo mungokhala kuti kakasiya. Chifukwa mukumana nawo amene akakhozwa kubwera kwa inu, mukalalikira machitidwe chapter 10 amene kalengayi, verse 44. Akaya wenu tabwera, ndikakulalikirani machitidwe chapter 2. Kuno mukuru wake ndikhudzira limene akakuzeni kuti andifuna kulalikirani za ubatizo wazimoyera, kapena zola kukula ndi malilime, kapena zayi. Azabwera umene ndikutendekera kutsiwa cholinga simatilime sizimenezo ayi nkhani yaikulu ndikulalikira Yesu wopachitidwa pa mtanda amene ndiye muthu wa uthenga wabwino umene anthu anatendekera kulalikira kapena kuumva.
Some of you have even mentioned to me that when we began through the book of Acts, we started in Acts 1, now we're in Acts 10, how long has it taken us? But how the Lord is opening up these portions of scripture and causing you to see that it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ and not at all about the Spirit of God. It's about Christ.
Za Yesu Kristu yeka. Sizo kuza za mzimoe. Ae. Anga karimu nusu zoka mbaza mzimoe. Kuma karimba kuona masoto haku tseguga. Akutuwa zela kuinganiti ya makuta Yesu. Yesu. Yesu yeka basi.
Yes, it's the inspired word of God by the Spirit of God. But the Spirit does not draw attention to himself.
Izo nadi. Lemba lilo seri da uziri wa mzimoe. Kuna mzimoera sali pangatishi katika chodzila lili kila yeka kuri anfa kusileza yeyo. Aye.
The Spirit always takes the things of Christ and reveals them unto His people. Christ is the object of the Spirit's light.
Baipo limanya kuti mzimoera nkawi zonse ama tenga zinzu kwa Yesu ni kuzuru lila kwanthu aka Yesu. Pachifukwa chocho, nkhani ndi Yesu Kristu woonekera pa mzimu era.
I remember when I was a little boy, my dad was out working and it was nighttime, and he asked me to hold the flashlight and to shine it on what he was working on.
Come on, get to that point.
When I was a little boy, and my dad was working on a project. It was nighttime. And he asked me to take a flashlight and to shine it on what he was working on. So the purpose of the light, the flashlight that I had in my hand, was to shine on what he was working on. But you know, as a little boy, I was fascinated with the light. So I would take the flashlight and actually turn it on myself and look at the light. And my dad would have to say to me, son, shine the light over here.
ine akugira chika pagwagaja chimene machitika ndi masangala kwambi chikoni malenga toti yanga jema walaija ndimaunika pachita chaunika akugira chito matala akugira pasenda malenga mudziunike ne umaona sokome angatakoka abwene uziunika yapa pamene tikugira chito chikonkani siunika anayi ife tikufuna chito igwirike basi.
I dare say that's what preachers do. They take the light and they shine it on themselves. And they're looking at the light when that's not the purpose. The purpose is to shine it on the light of the Father's work in the Son and what He purposed to accomplish through His Son. That's where the Spirit shines the light.
Rumajunika so you any. Momo Jukwala Kuja, I will nikire, when she go even at that, I will be a mamana wake, Abinet Jesu Christi.
That's why Paul says here in 2 Corinthians 11:3, I fear, notice, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Angaipidwe kusiana nako kuona mtima ndi kuyera mtima zili kwa Kristu.
Now when he says the simplicity that is in Christ, he doesn't mean that Christ is simple and easy to understand, but he's talking about the singularness. In other words, not having attention on anyone else but the Lord Jesus Christ. See, that's how Satan beguiled Eve, because Adam and Eve had everything they needed in that garden. And I dare say it wasn't some small garden. It expanded over many, 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 many miles. But he took her eyes off of the tree of life, which is a picture of Christ, and got her to look at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and to look at the fruit and to think that there was something more important in the fruit than there was in the tree of life. And therein she was beguiled, and so was
Adam.
There's far too much preaching today about the gifts and not enough about the giver.
Chimodzi mozipanopa utengo mene wa chuka amene authamangana ukulalikira ndi nkhani za mphatso za mzimu woyera ndipo uliwonse ufuna uzifunitsa kuti mphatso za mzimu woyera usinthu za mphatso za mzimu woyera pokha wayang'ana kwambiri za chopereka kuti anthu apereka uthengo umene ndiye wotchuka panopa kuti anthu azipereka basi.
If someone shows up at my door with a gift, I want to know who gave it. You see, what's important is the giver and the why they would give such a gift to me. There's far too much preaching today about the fruit and not the root. Christ said, without me, ye can do nothing. But everybody's all excited about the fruit. Back before the Lord opened my eyes to Christ in truth, we studied about spiritual gifts. And there were books that we went through to try to figure out what was the spiritual gift that we had. And some said, well, they had the gift of prophecy. Some had the gift of helping. Some had the gift of ministry. Everybody was trying to figure out their gifts based on their personality. And we knew nothing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Timakakamira kwambiri kuphunzira za mphatso za mzimu woyera ndipo chinthu chathu chidali pamene popo ngati mayangʼana mabuku kuti mabuku ona amene amakamba za mphatso za mzimu woyera ndeti kakhulupiriro tija aliyense kuyamba kuyangʼana ndiyaliyense amasankho amene akufuna aine mafuna mphatso ya uneneri aine mawu anzeru ayi yautumiki ndiye mayangʼana imene kupachipemphera kuti kakamira khali mchimene chocho koma mosemosemo ndipo ndi maso akhadali asanatseguke
There are many professing Christians today. They profess to be Christian, and yet they're nothing more than fruit inspectors. I call them fruit inspectors. They're always checking themselves or checking somebody else for the fruit of the Spirit. Do you have enough love? Do you have enough joy? Do you have enough peace? Do you have enough long-suffering? Do you have enough gentleness? Do you have enough goodness? Do you have enough faith? Those are fruit inspectors. They're looking at the fruit when they know nothing of the root, which is Christ.
Kali zonse amayangʼana kuti mphatso za mzimu woyera ndiziti amayangʼana mwa anthu kuti anthu akuoneka ndi mphatso ayi mulibe mzimu wachikondi mulibe mphatso yachikondi ye mulibe mphatso yachimwemwe ye mulibe mphatso yakulesa mtima ayi inuyo simuoneka bwino mulibe mphatso yakuti sidabwere kwanu amangofuna mphatso zokhazokha akuti za mzimu woyera ndipo akulalikira anthu kwambirisa kuti azifuna mphatso mʼmipingomo nefuna kutsimikizira anthu onse amene aulimbikitsa kuti aziyangʼana chipatso ngati chofunikira kwambiri ndi anthu amenewo amene adaphonyana ndi uthenga wabwino chifukwa adaphonya muzu umene umagalitsa chipatso adakafuna chipatso ukaswaya muzu chipatso sichingabwere popanda muzu.
I know the Bible says, by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But now people begin to then pick up grace and look at grace and ask themselves, well, do I have enough grace? Or they begin to look at faith, their eyes on faith. Now, do I have enough faith? They're fruit inspectors. They're inspecting these graces within themselves and not looking to Christ through whom that grace is given and Christ who gives the faith.
Monga mawa Mulungu amalankhula kwa Efeso kuti ife ndife opulumuka ndi chisomo chosachokera ku ntchito zathu ndipo Mulungu amachisomo ndi chikhulupiriro
And I'll tell you, it's subtle. That's why 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul fears lest as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Notice, so your mind should be corrupted. How does corruption start? It's just a little bit of leaven from the simplicity that is in Christ. It's subtle, but there's a difference.
Jipanga Paulo, amalang kula kuma chidwe kwatwa kolito hile pelu ya ndimaka 3. Imena mali kwa mandiova, kude pena monga njoka, inanyenga heva, ndiku chenjele la kwache. Ndiku chenjele kwa mwono kwa supezo mungu kwa nyengeza, ali magandizo anu angaipidwe kusiana nako kuona mtima, kwenye mtima. Kuli nipa mwono 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 mwono
When most people today think of the devil, I don't know how he's portrayed in your culture, but over here in the United States, someone came up with a picture of the devil dressed in a red suit with horns and a long tail that looks like a pitchfork. And so when you see that, people say, ah, that's the devil.
But
that's not how Satan dressed up to deceive Eve and Adam. He deceived them through a very beautiful serpent. Now you have to remember, this is before the fall. So evidently there was even communication between Adam and Eve and the animals. Such was the unity that was in God's creation at that time. The reason why snakes run today is because God has cursed them. That there's a fear between serpents and people. But before the fall, there was harmony and but subtlety. That's what Satan did. He took the beauty of what God had created to turn subtly Adam and Eve's eyes off of the tree of life, picture of Christ, onto knowledge, the tree of the knowledge, you see, of good and evil. Something subtle, but nonetheless deadly.
Kumtengo wa moyo, ndikuwalo zeta maso awo, kuchipatso chimene chidali chobweretsa imfa chobweretsa uchimo mdziko lapansi ndipo maopo ndimene Satana amaonekera ndimene adachitira kufikira na nthawi ya temberero ndi pamene Mulungu adayika mantha pakati pa njoka ndi munthu adayika udani pakati pa munthu ndi njoka kuti zisimagwirizana andi panopa njoka imayenda chafufumimba koma kale simayenda chocho padali ubale wabwino kulankhulana bwino koma imaoneka bwino sichidali chinthu choyipa monga mmene anthu amachionetsera pano chinthu choopsa chithunzithunzi chenicheni Satana mokongola amaoneka bwino ndipo amaoneka momvetsetseka bwino sungathe kumzindikira kumwino Satana.
Now, when Paul writes of his fear that their minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, the problem was that there were preachers coming in behind him that were saying, yes, it's okay to preach Christ, but there's all these other experiences that you need to grow in. You can't just stay stuck on Christ. That's their preaching.
Amapotozera uthenga wabwino kuti anthu asokonezeke kuti amba awasokoneze anthu olalikira onyenga achinyengo sikuti amalalikira zina ayi amalalikira kwa yesu yamwe amene nkumamalalikira ndiamana kuti ndizoonandizoyenekera kulalikira kwa yesu koma pali zinthu zina zimene ambuye adakuuza kuti periyenekera kudutsa kuliyendema ndiye mukayenda mu izi zimene zikupangitsaniniuyo kukhala ndi yesu kwendeweni ndiye anthu amalakala kuti ayende mu zimene zijaza kuti chonchanyo kakhale ndi yesu posadziwa kuti zimene zija zimene zimachotsa chidwi anthu pa yesu kudayika pa zimenezozo pachifukwa cho ngatumiki onyenga amene akuchotsa anthu pa yesu kuwamanga pa zinthu zina.
These would have been preachers that would have come in and said, Paul, he's an evangelist. So when he came in, that's why he preached the gospel, and you needed that to begin with. But now we're the doctors, we're the teachers, and now we're going to teach you and take you into depths you could never know by hearing Paul. They were pitting their message against Paul's.
Koma panopa nkufuna nikuuzeni tifuna mupfunzire mukhale madokta mukhale mudziwe musane ndi mawu a Mulungu mufunika mutakhala akuya zedi muzinthu zauzimu tifuna muchite zimene ndiyeno anthu chifundo kufuna kukhala akuya ndi ozama zedi muzinthu zauzimu zija amayamba kuzama muzinthu zimene awawuse ozamitajawo ndicholinga chowachotsa kuzinthu za Mulungu kufika kuzinthu za iwowe chifukwa zimene zimamveka kuzama zimene zimachotsa anthu kucholinga cha Mulungu kuwapiritsa kucholinga za wanthu.
See, this would be like y'all in your various places preaching the gospel. But now, if you really want to get some teaching, we're going to go to one of our Bible schools and we're going to bring in a professor. And now the professor is going to come and teach us some of the deep things of God. That's how they view it. It's subtle, but I will tell you, it's poison.
Chibodzibodzi inuyo amene mulalikira uthenga wabwino kumene muliko ngati mutabwera anthu ena ophunzira bwino akukuzani kuti okhe mukunikira bwino kwambiri uthenga wabwino koma ngati mufuna mukhala atumiki amphamvu inuyo mukafunika mupite ku Bible school mukaphunzire mukhale maprofesa mutenge madigiri ya ndiye muzame muzinthu za Ambuye ndiyeno pamene mufanire mukhale amene amphamvu muzinthu za Ambuye koma nimfuna ndikuuzeni zimenezo ndi poison ndi zinthu zoopsa wina aliyense amene aulakala zakusama muzinthu za Ambuye njira ya maphunziro amene yoyo wasemphana nawo uthenga wabwino wawonongeka basi.
You talk about a professor of theology. Paul cut his teeth on theology. He grew up at the feet of Gamaliel. And he told the Corinthians that when he came to them, it wasn't with excellency of speech or wisdom, but determined. He said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He refused to preach anything else.
Chimodzi Paulo, pamene amalalikira uthenga wabwino. Musaiwale Paulo uthenga wabwino usadavumbuluke kwaye. Nayenso adaphunzira ku Bible school, pansi pa Gamaliele, adali nawo masamba ake ozama. Koma atazindikira uthenga wabwino uwu. zonse zimene zimuoneka mdere ndi uthenga adazitaya ndi kudalira mzimu wa Ambuye ndichipangamankhula pakolina kuti ndikatsimikiza mtima kuti ndisadziweza kukhaleka podzika mwa inu kupatula Khristu yekha pachifukwa chiuthenga wabwino unenekera kulalikira Yesu yekha koma zonse zimene udaphunzitsidwa kali kusukuluka ndikuti kuti zimene zidasinza Yesu Khristu zimaononga anthu chidwi chathu chisakhale pa zimenezo.
I had a preacher write me one time that had heard a couple of messages that he'd been listening to, and here's what he said. Do you ever get any deeper in your preaching than just preaching Christ? I responded, I said, well, what could be deeper than preaching Christ? In him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You don't preach Christ, you've got nothing. And he wrote back and said, no, I mean deeper things like the practical things of Christian life, like praying and giving and witnessing and walking the Spirit-filled life. And I answered to him, I said, you know, there are many people praying and giving and witnessing and walking supposedly the spirit-filled life that know nothing of Christ, but they're walking according to what they've been taught. And I will tell you that if Christ is preached, you won't have to tell people how to give. They'll give with an open hand because the Spirit of Christ is in. They'll testify. They'll seek him. Those are the fruits of Christ and him crucified. But I preach the source, the fountain, which is Christ. You can't get any deeper than that. The reason people tire of hearing of Christ is that they've never known him. The love of Christ is not in them. So let's beware not to be deceived even by their pressures to get us to look anywhere else or preach anything else but Christ and him crucified.
Yes.
And this is really the point of Paul in writing to the Corinthians, because they were less and less tolerant of Paul now, even though the Lord had used him to preach Christ to them, and more tolerant of these preachers coming through preaching other things. I know there's some say, well, you shouldn't be criticizing other preachers. Again, it's their message. That's what it is. That's where we have to be discerning. They might be very nice people. But the message, if it's not Christ and him crucified, they're deceivers. That's why in verse 4, 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians 11, Paul says, if he that cometh preacheth, notice, another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive, notice, another spirit, which ye have not received, and look at this, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. In other words, he's saying, that's what you're doing. When you allow these to come in and sit and listen to them, even though it's another God, it's another gospel, it's another spirit, why do you support them? Why do you bear with them? That's the question.
Chapter 4, verse 4, Akuti, Pakuti Tunga Tiye Wakuza, Ayavigira Yesuina, Umede, Sidna Rigida, Gavena, Gatimuran, Simuan Tunduina, Umede Simuna Landira, Gavena Utenga Waku no one Tunduina, Umede Simuna Ulandira, Molo Lana Equino Lomwe.
I have people all the time either writing me or talking to them to ask me, they say, well, have you heard this preacher or have you seen what he wrote here? And they're all excited about him. And I'll say to them, well, give me the book or tell me where I can read about him or let me go listen a little bit. And when I begin to listen, I realize that this man, although eloquent, although able to take the Bible and open it up and preach it, is not preaching Christ and him crucified. He might mention Christ from time to time, but the whole purpose of the preaching is not Christ. I'm telling you, that's the subtlety of which Paul calls here another gospel. Another gospel.
Yes.
Yes.
kutenda wabwino anthu aoneka na amene ondipa wamulu kuchikondwa dziwa dzina loti yesu kani kapukuka mkabwino kothandizira kwatu msathu kuti asazindikire mulungu ngakhale kakamba za mulungu tenga mumpampa bwanji pamenepopo ndipawuza chocho.
The Lord even warned his disciples to be, he said, take heed how you hear. Take heed how you hear. In 1 John chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2, here's what I would answer to anybody that says, well, you shouldn't be criticizing other preachers. Read 1 John 4 and verse 1. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. That's many in contrast to the few. There aren't many that the Lord has raised up. He himself said that. That the labors are few. He's purposed it that way. But many false prophets are gone out into the world. Be careful of the many. Of the crowds. Of the popular ones. That people follow. Be careful.
Anga kale anwana ura inu samango manena sibigena kuti ngo ipo ngo chimo ai siku ino choncho yana ndeya ngolona kuti anga soi baba ai kuma chipoti chenela mai ama dalika nichipa kutse kukhala woipa kati ndone ni wani yohane chapter 4 ndimanga wani yohane imene kuda ali chenjezo lokhazikika mana kuti obondedwa kusama khulupirira mzimu uli wonse koma yesani mizimu that it okay among Mamurungu. Professor Anemeri Onyenga Ambili Anatuga Kulawan Sibola Pansi. Mena Onyenga Agamari Anemeri Onyenga Ambili Anatuga Kulawan Sibola Pansi. What is it? You are Chepa Amina Nibo or Kutan Kariamuru. Koma Adat Ambili Namina Kuka Adalon Sibola Pansi. What is it? Kumedical Ambili Kumedical Opsha over some medical Chepa. Chipanamari Mundawanga and Shigo Ugo Chepa.
But look at how clearly, because you might ask, well, how can you discern? Look at verse 2, 1 John 4, 2. The key is right here. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. See, that's what we're talking about, the outpouring of the Spirit. How do we know that was a true work of God in Cornelius and his family? Well, it says, every spirit, notice, that confesseth Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. In other words, it's talking about the preachers. Test every spirit. If that man's message is solely, because that's what it is to confess, to say nothing but, to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified, that is the Spirit of God.
Yeyanko, ili mungestia ya shiwiriyo, ya wani yofani ya mrafolo. Menakuri, menemo, muzindi kila mzimu wa mulungu. Kwa utamatiti yesi. Kwa utamatiti mzimu, kima uzindi kila motani. Mzimu uli onse, umenemo upomeleza kuti Yesu Kristu, adadam chubi, uchoke na mwa mulungu. Kuna kaza kuti, mkani, kutimu wane kutia zungo nyeza, uyangane mtunduwa uchenga, umene wala liklao, akula likira. Uchenga wina uliwose, umene suku mwone sa Yesu, ngati chunchu. Aminata kwa mtupi, ni ufa, niko uwone sa andu, uwone sa andu, uwone sa andu, uchima, wano sila kwa Yesu. Umene wasu, uchenga weni weni, uchenga weni weni, umakamba za Yesu, umano sila andu kwa Yesu, uli Yesu jeje kumutu, ada kwa mtupi na kwa wana.
Now, come back here to Acts 10:44, because we're going to have to come back to this next time. But the subject is the Spirit of God poured out. And what I want you to see, the reason for me showing you these other scriptures, is to show you the connection between the work of the Spirit and the message, the revelation of Christ and Him crucified. That's the only way that the Spirit ever works. It's through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, period.
Kwa chimene ni mafuna chima yangadi na ma verse onse wa majabu langa kwa mene mabubu langa kwa mene kawele kwa ni mafuna ni kukwe tseni kukwe na kutu muone kulika ni kukwili sana kwa tani kwa katika ma kwa katika utenga wa Yesu ni mene mzimu umatikira sifuja utenga wa Yesu chifuwa mga mamu yana kutia akwane kisa kwa yana kutia chikuli chime jima kumika jisitike ni utenga wa Yesu ni utenga u mzimu yana ama kukwili sana na utenga utadira.
You see, in verse 44 of Acts 10, here's the subtlety, because people will miss completely the first part of the verse, and yet every word is inspired, where it says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word.
Petro ali chilankulile mau. Pamene Petro amalalikira uthenga, anthu ajawo uthenga uja uda wakhudza, uda wauzira, uda wasintha, uda wakonza, uthenga uja. Ndizo tsanira sami okonzedwa ndi uthengawo. Mzimu oyera anagwa pa onse akumva mau. Choto mauwo namene adakokoka mzimu oyera kuti so agwe pa anthu amene anamva mau.
I will tell you, just like on the day of Pentecost, Peter's message wasn't on how to speak in tongues. Here, his message wasn't on how to receive the Holy Ghost. His message, if you go back and look at the message we saw last time from verse 37, both starting at verse 36, all the way to verse 43, is how Christ is God's peace and how He is the Anointed One and how His work accomplished salvation for His chosen ones. And while he yet spake these words, the Spirit, God caused the Spirit to fall on them. That's the sign of God's approval of this message.
Kamina sakula mkula di madirine, ay, chifuzi mwenye sina di choringa ja utenga. Mwurani muyambia mwelele musimu, muyambia di maga 36, sika musimu. Mkuzo waka yaza kuti, Petro amaliki na utenga wa Yesu. Nye utenga wa Yesu o, numena udali mpaku, yosi sa mzimu ewa, uti akwepa wanu. Chifanya kestepa porfolo, yuene mwini, agada li chika mkulile, agada la mkula nkani ya Yesu yo, mzimu ewa, adagwa wanu. Zida nizo tsadiga,
the sum of Peter's preaching was there in verse 43, to him give all the prophets witness. Every part of scripture testifies of this Jesus of Nazareth. When it says that through his name, whosoever, it's not talking about just anybody, but it's talking about whether Jew or Gentile. Peter's preaching here to a Gentile. And yet he's saying to him, the same Savior that came to save his Jewish people also came to save his Gentile people. That whosoever, Jew or Gentile, believeth in him, and where does faith come but from the Spirit, shall receive remission of sins. They receive it by faith through the revelation of Christ because their sins have already been remitted through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to have everyone for whom he paid the debt. But oh, how many there are that will set aside the word, which is Christ, and attempt to preach on the Holy Ghost as if somehow they have some power to direct where he works and in whom he works. That's not in us. The power of the Holy Ghost, affirming who is the Lord's and who isn't, comes through the preaching of Christ and him crucified. You stay with that message, and God's true people, he will grant his spirit to know him in truth. The rest, you don't want to worry about anyway. They're going to go their way.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to leave it there for this week. Lord willing, we'll come back to this next week. And I pray for the Lord's blessing that he give us discernment to hear nothing, to see nothing, to know nothing, but Christ and him crucified.
Glory
to God. Limbo number 81. We close the scene number 81. First minute, oh gracious Savior. Help me not, O gracious Savior.
Oh,
hear my humble cry. While others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Savior.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ and to his finished work there at Calvary. There is no forgiveness of sin in anything we do, but forgiveness of sin accomplished in everything Christ did. And it's finished. And so may our eyes be upon him and him alone. So I commend these dear brethren to you as they prepare to preach your gospel tomorrow to those that you bring. And Lord, we know that you will bring your sheep to hear where the gospel is preached. And so we're thankful that it's not up to us even to go find the sheep, but you tell us simply to declare Christ, and he, when he's lifted up, will draw each one to himself. So we pray that that work begin in us first, to ever draw our hearts to your Son, and in others, wherever they're found, that your name be honored, glorified, and blessed. I give you all the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.